Hello, my name is Kavita Melwani, and I'm a Master Certified Success and Business Coach with 2 decades of experience as an entrepreneur and almost a decade as a coach. I want to personally welcome you to the Soulful Entrepreneurs Club podcast, where my vision is to empower as many spiritually led businesses to run purposeful and profitable businesses aligned with their true selves. I want you to confidently and opulently shine your light without the overwhelm, the stress, or the burnout. Together, we will explore challenges that soulful entrepreneurs face and real implementable solutions so you can step into your unique purpose and shine. It is possible to bridge the success you already have with the truest, soulful, mystical parts of yourself. Are you ready to rise up as the leader you were born to be? Then join me. My soulful friends, the time is now for you to rise up and shine your light. The world needs you. Hello, soulful entrepreneurs. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. So this week, I want to talk about something that most of you don't do, that is stopping you from reaching your levels of success, the levels of success that are possible for you. And that, by the way, if you haven't listened to my episode on determining what is your definition of success and why that's important, I will have that linked in the show notes. Because success needs to be defined on your own terms, not what other people tell you is success. So first, what is the type of success that you're looking for? How do you define success for yourself? So once you have that in mind and you want to move forward, most of the time as entrepreneurs, we are working our business. We're working on our marketing. We're maybe learning. We're trying to learn newest trends and strategies. We are maybe attending in-person events, online events. We're connecting with other people and working on the administrative stuff, the financial stuff, all the things that it takes to run a business. And we often neglect this one thing, which is about really planning. Now, when I talk about planning, I'm not just talking about planning your day. I'm talking about planning your week, your month, your quarter, your year. And having a process that you follow to assess, to take a look at what you have done and what changes you need to make moving forward, if any. And sometimes it's not actually a change that's external, it's an internal change, right? A lot of times that's the case. But if you're not doing this on a regular basis, if you're not planning, if you're not looking at what you have done and what worked for you and things you want to change and having your success vision, right? Then you are missing out on reaching the level of success that you desire. And so planning is really important. It's very difficult to do on your own. Not most people don't want to spend time on this because they feel like, you know, that it's taking away from their business, right? I could be marketing. I could be talking to other people. I could be working with clients. I could be doing all these other things instead of being working away from my business, really looking at what I'm doing and making it better. If you don't have a process that you follow, I'm going to encourage you to start. Start today with something small. Maybe you look at your week. Maybe you look at your month. Maybe you look at every time you do something that has to do with marketing and do some kind of assessment for that. Look at one aspect of your business and start to examine that aspect and see what can be done differently. And then create a system for yourself where you're visiting that every week, every month, every time the event happens, something that is regular. So planning for the year ahead is also important. Most people wait till the new year to set the resolutions, and then the year gets started and we get busy, okay? So
I have attended in the past events that help me plan for my year ahead. Whenever I've done that, I have a much better year. Okay. So this time, if you want to do a planning with me, I am going to have an event on December 1st that is exactly that. It is about you looking at your business and making plans for the year ahead, how to spend your time and how to what kind of marketing makes sense for you. And so that way you can start the year off with a plan in place. Okay. And sometimes if you do that ahead of time, then you can start to put the pieces in place so that you can start the year off doing what you need to do. Okay. So if that's something that's interests you, you would like to do it in a community. It's more fun. You can, have the energy of other people. I'm going to have this on December 1st. There'll be a registration link in the show notes. I'd love for you to join me. If you don't want to do it in an event format, then I will give you three steps that you can do on your own right now. So first, I want you to take a look at your year, or maybe even the last 2 to 3 years in your business, and do a time audit of how you've been spending your time, how you've been marketing, and then connect with those things, step two, and see what is working for you. And working could be based on the results that you're receiving from those, or it could also be things that you are enjoying and you're receiving something that may not be as tangible from those activities. Assessing all of that. And then the third part of it is deciding what you will continue next year, where the gaps are. Right, if you're going to let go of some things, where the gaps are, or what are some things that you're going to continue but you can improve, and then how you can improve that. Okay, and then set into place a plan for yourself for the year ahead. Now, it sounds simple, it is simple, but it's not always easy. So, you can follow that format if you like, or you can come to my planning day so that we can work together and create this. For you, it's completely up to you. And all I'm saying is, as a solopreneur, planning is essential. Taking this time away from your business so that you can look at it and improve as an owner, improve your mindset, improve your activities, improve how you spend your time. You will continue to grow as a spiritual entrepreneur and as an individual. So it's a short episode this week. I just wanted to come to you and suggest that you take some time to plan. Hey, and again, if you want to attend the event, you can do that. Either way, it's time to go plan your year ahead. Until next week, take good care.